When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Cobras and Fire, March Madness, Round 3 recap. We go from the Elite 8 to the Final 4. I'm joined, as always, with LC. LC, it's been exciting so far, hasn't it?
Oh my goodness, so many upsets.
What has been your favorite part of the tournament so far?
I just think that I never knew that the Methods of Mayhem were such a performer. And, you know, I also am quite impressed with Ted Nugent's, you know, power. And there's a lot of surprises, Limp Bizkit's made it so far. What's going to happen next?
I have not been this impressed by Ted Nugent since Wang Dang Sweet Poon Tang.
That's what I was going to say. I think you've got it right there. I have nothing else to say. I'm speechless.
Well, hey, man, let's get into the action, huh?
Please, let's get the Wango and the Tango going.
All right, so the first matchup of the Elite Eight was in the Sinzak region. It matched up Peter Criss, One For All, with, of course, the Nuge, with Ted Nugent's record, Shut Up and Jam. Now, this was the tightest contest of the Elite Eight. I'll spoil that right now. But Peter Criss manages to pull away and make it to the Final Four with a 58% victory. And this was, across the board, pretty even from the Decibel Geek group, the Cobras and Fire group, and Twitter. All the voting was very similar as far as percentages. No one really ran away with it, but Peter won all three polls.
Wow. Man, I mean, I guess the thing that Peter had over the Nuge was the fact that he used a dining room for a studio, like you said. Yeah.
Right. Yes. Recently he was vaccinated with a Victrola needle. That's really diehard fans there. I stole it from Matt Porter, by the way.
Okay.
All right. Well, moving on to the LC region, of course, the Methods of Mayhem self-titled debut record going up against Limp Bizkit. Results may vary. Now, I had Methods of Mayhem getting to the Final Four. Did you by chance?
I got them going all the way. Ooh. I'm sorry. I have them going down to the Final Four, yes.
Okay. Well, they're there, buddy. They won.
Yes!
They pulled it out with the second narrowest margin of the turn of the Elite Eight, and that was 60% of the vote. Now, pretty dominant performance by Methods of Mayhem in the Cobras and Fire group. Not so much in Decibel Geek, a little tighter, but still won. But it was on Twitter. Methods of Mayhem actually lost by 2 votes to Limp Bizkit on Twitter. It was not enough to change the outcome. So thank God for the Electoral College, or whatever we're calling this dumb thing we're doing.
Okay, yeah. I gotta say, I've never been more excited to talk about Methods of Mayhem versus that Results May Vary album. So what about you?
Yeah, I think it's a win for us, but I have now gotten past any of my personal biases. I am ready to stand with whatever the voters decide, but I think we dodged a bullet there, to be honest with you.
Big time. And I think that now the viewer, the listeners are like, which one do I want them to talk about?
You know, when they see the final four, I really hope that's how they vote. It's like, okay, do I really want to hear him talk about this for an hour? But we're not there yet. So, in the Baco region then, we had Lulu going up against Motley Crue Generation Swine.
Oh, boy, please. Jeez, fingers crossed. Please, yeah. Please bring the results.
I'm guessing I don't have good news for you here. Lulu had a pretty easy time with this with 67% of the votes.
Continue, please.
It's a 2-1 margin.
I'm sorry. I had to get all of it out. Please, now give me the results.
They won by 2-1 margin in the Cobras and Fire group, but a 3-1 margin in the Decibel Geek, so we kind of have them to blame. Twitter was about a 2-1 still. It really went to matter. Lulu was walking away with this one. They won all three polls. So,
you know when we did the Buy Us a Beer campaign, it all saw, it started off very nice and then went sideways. This is essentially... our fans voting for Lulu for us is the same thing as them buying us like a can of Old English. Yes?
Yeah, and you know what? Now that you've tipped them off, Wally Gator up in Canada has now started 18 dummy accounts just to really pad the next round. But
so,
all right,
please.
we only have one matchup left.
Let's do it.
In the Camaro region, it was Aerosmith with their Songs from Another Dimension record going up against Warrant 96 Belly to Belly Volume 1.
Yeah.
Walking away, the biggest victory of this weekend.
Oh,
again,
hold on before you say it. I don't know the results yet. Can I at least put my guess in?
Okay, yeah, what you got?
Warrant.
Unbelievable. Aerosmith just destroyed Warrant.
People hate that album. I guess that's where they're going with.
I mean, the closest they got was half as many votes on Twitter. They were not in it at all. Warrant, that is. Which is too bad because that did kind of come out of nowhere and show a couple of strong performances in the first couple of rounds, but nope.
I think so, too. I wouldn't have guessed it made this long. I will tell you that the only thing positive on that is we've really not dug into Aerosmith, period, ever on this show. So
I know.
It's something.
Part
so,
of me
anyway.
Actually wants to do that because I've never listened to this record. But anyway, it's going to be what it's going to be. So let's
hear the matchups.
All right, so here's your final four. And remember that voting for the final four starts on all the groups we've been talking about, Cobras and Fire group, the Decibel Geek group. So the Decibel Geek community, Cobras on Fire, both of those Facebook groups, and then our Twitter page at Cobras Fire. So those are the three ways you can vote. And again, vote in all three. Have fun with it. We don't care. But the final final four voting starts Saturday, 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock Eastern, March 13th. So and that runs all day and into the next morning, and then Sunday night at 7 o'clock Eastern will be the championship game, which will run from that night into all day Monday, and we will announce the winner Tuesday morning on social media, anywhere you want to check it. So Tuesday morning is when we're going to know, Luce, so what we're going to be listening to for a fucking week as we get ready to record this. But here's the matchups, man. You ready?
Yeah, yes, please.
We have Peter Criss, One for All, going up against Methods of Mayhem. And on the other end, we have Lulu going up against Aerosmith's Songs from Another Dimension. So that is your final four. I'm pretty pleased with that. How about you?
Well, yeah, that's a unique, definitely a different matchup.
And how about this though?
Is this your final four?
No. I only had two correct. I had Methods of Mayhem and Lulu making to the final four. I had none of the other two. But I will say that we should point out that Peter Criss is the only one seed to advance to the final four.
Well, here's what I would like to encourage, and that is drinking. I hope this weekend that our audience gets really loaded on Saturday night and just unleashes all of your pent up angst on these polls and just throw out. Think of how angry you are at these artists for putting out a bad album, and you'll feel it's cathartic. Please be encouraged. Heavy drinking Saturday night. Vote. What do you think?
Absolutely, drink.
Yes.
All right. Just a couple last minute comments because this is the last kind of a recap preview we're gonna do.
Right.
Keith Rochford, I believe it is. It's either Rochford, or Rochford. Just hearing Baco and Elsie talk about the song titles alone on Nuge's shit platter will be gold. Well, not gonna happen, Keith. You didn't cheat and vote enough.
Yeah.
Todd Kowalski said, "Holy Christ, that's a hard one." But Motley Crue is worse for reasons unknown. Well, so we know who you voted for, but it didn't make it past it. Nothing lamer than Draft Dodger Nugent. Even a Peter Criss solo record isn't as lame. That's also from Todd Kowalski. And let me get a comment in here from a longtime listener and a big supporter, Jason Kearney. He did comment, said he voted for Generation Swine because he thinks making someone listen to Lulu is against the Geneva Convention, or at least it should be. So let's hope the other voters agree with him, because I do.
Yes, I do as well. I mean,
that's it. So how close was this to your actual how you predicted it?
The only thing I did well was I just put Methods of Mayhem making it all the way to the championship, and it was Methods of Mayhem versus Swine. So I got pretty close on the path.
Not too bad, yeah.
Not too bad. What about you? Your final two?
I had Methods of Mayhem going up against Guns N' Roses' Chinese Democracy. So not as close as you, because Chinese Democracy got knocked out, I believe, in round two, but...
I had the final four, though. I had the Chinese Democracy getting to the final four.
Yeah, my final four was Psycho Circus, Methods of Mayhem, Chinese Democracy, and Lulu. So, yeah. And I have Methods of Mayhem winning it all. What do you think is going to happen? Are they going to pull it out, Lewis?
I'm still predicting MOM. M-O-M all the way.
And right now, Chris Sinzak is hearing this. He's contacting Wally Gator. They're both setting up dummy accounts. They're going to push Peter Criss all the way to the final. That's Sinzak's big dream.
Yeah, and here's a little push, too, and that is I already have 5 pages written out analyzing the lyrics of Methods of Mayhem. And that's just the first side of the album.
Nice. I have that many, too, and I'm only into the first verse of the first song. So.
Just psychoanalyzing the thought process.
They're all about Tommy's penis, though, so how much do you people really want to hear me talk about the veins in that guy's dong? So.
Okay, well, with that, I think we have to end on a high note or a low note.
Yeah, it's maybe a three-quarter note. So.
Yeah, all right. That's good.
All right, thank you, everybody, for participating. We're going to have a grand champion soon, and the episode drops at the end of March. So fucking vote up, bitches.
That's right. Love the participation. Rock's not dead because it knows how to vote.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.